Welcome back to Seattle's Morning News. I'm Colleen O'Brien. With President Trump now shaping the Supreme Court to his liking, there's every likelihood we're going to see more Second Amendment cases come before the court. And to see which direction the court is headed, here's Dave Ross with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our weekly conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace.
An important point here, Rob, is that with a conservative majority on the court, some of those Second Amendment cases the court didn't even bother to take up are probably now going to come before it. So what are some of the situations or angles on the Second Amendment the court has yet to decide on?
At the Supreme Court, you have to have at least four justices who want to grant review of a Circuit Court of Appeals case. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, five justices have been unwilling to take certain cases over the last several years. They've had relatively few gun control cases come up. That could change because Judge Kavanaugh will be replacing Justice Kennedy, and Justice Kennedy is thought to be one of those justices who has not been eager to hear challenges to gun control measures. An example would be the ban in the state of Maryland on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines that the Fourth Circuit has upheld and that, of course, the challengers wanted to take to the Supreme Court. Another example would be California's 10-day waiting period to purchase firearms, which was upheld by the Ninth Circuit and which the Supreme Court declined to hear. So there are some important cases and significant laws out there that have been challenged that aren't going up.
Now, these two cases you brought up, though, these are individual states trying to do, presumably, what they think is best for their state. And if you're talking about, you know, putting more conservatives on the court, don't conservatives believe in states' rights?
They do. And you've really put your finger on something interesting about Judge Kavanaugh and really his generation of conservative jurists who are more judicially active or want to be more judicially active in striking down local gun control laws than older conservatives like Reagan appointees. For example, my former law school professor, Frank Easterbrook, sits on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and he wrote an opinion upholding the city of Highland Park's ban on rapid firing semi-automatic rifles and large capacity magazines, writing that judges should be reluctant to second guess communities on how to protect the public safety. So it's judicial activism in his view, you know, which conservatives don't like, to go in and second guess the policy determination of a legislative body like a city council or a county board of supervisors or a state legislature. But on the other hand, Judge Kavanaugh and also at least one Supreme Court justice, Clarence Thomas, believe that the Second Amendment gets short shrift compared to other constitutionally enshrined rights, that the Second Amendment is the poor stepchild to the First Amendment, for example, which many members of the Supreme Court are eager to protect and reinforce. Justice Thomas has, you know, bitterly dissented from decisions not to grant review. He said publicly the court should be granting review more often to gun control measures because the Second Amendment is no less important. So there is a split among conservative judges, and it'll be interesting to see if that's part of the conversation as Judge Kavanaugh moves forward through his confirmation hearings.
Wasn't there recently a lower court decision which extended the right to possess a gun, not just to your home, but anywhere you want to carry it?
There have been rulings that have, you know, upheld your right to carry a weapon with you when you leave your home. And I think some of those rulings are a basis for challenges to restrictions that have been enacted in places like California, where some local governments you have to go to obtain a concealed carry permit will not give you that permit unless you can show them a good reason that you need it. You have to show you have a valid reason, for example, your fear for your safety because you're a domestic violence victim. You have to actually justify having a permit to carry a concealed weapon. So, there are conflicting rules here, and the key question is, what is the role of the court in sorting those out and deciding what stays and what goes?
Do you feel it's fair game for senators to question Kavanaugh closely on some of these issues that we've been discussing to see how he might rule?
As long as they don't ask him how he'll rule in the future, and that's always a no-no. You don't want justices making commitments or being asked to make commitments about how they'll vote on future cases. But when you're a judge who's up for confirmation and you've written over 300 opinions, as Judge Kavanaugh has, it's fair game to ask you about some of those rulings. Or if you've written other things, articles or given speeches, that's fair game as well, because your overall ideology, your judicial philosophy, is a fair topic for conversation. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, everyone keeps coming back to one opinion that Judge Kavanaugh wrote. He wrote an opinion dissenting from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals decision to uphold the District of Columbia's ban on certain types of semi-automatic rifles. And he said, look, there's no real difference between a semi-automatic rifle and a semi-automatic handgun, which is, you know, allowed in D.C. under the Constitution, and that banning an entire category of weapon is comparable to banning an entire category of speech under the First Amendment. So here he is comparing the Second Amendment to the First Amendment, which is pretty striking, because in the minds of a lot of judges, they do seem to think that not all rights under the Constitution are created equal.
That's former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our weekly conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace.